is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A story of a man claiming to have been held captive for more than 20 years in a Waterbury, Connecticut home is being reported after a fire breaks out there. WFSB-TV's Amanda Callahan with more on the 32-year-old man.
The arrest warrant details the horrific conditions that this man told police he endured. When he was taken to the hospital, he only weighed about 68 pounds. He told police he would be given only 2 cups of water a day, was locked in his room 22 to 24 hours a day. He was only allowed out to do chores for his stepmother, at most getting 1 minute of time outside to let the dog out.
The stepmother's attorney says she very strongly maintains her innocence. President Trump vows to take back what he calls stolen wealth as tariffs on steel and aluminum imports go into effect. Trump also says come April 2nd.
As you know, we're going to be doing reciprocal tariffs. So whatever they charge us, we're charging them. Nobody can complain about that. Whatever it is, it doesn't even matter what it is.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
They've been somewhat strategic about the tariffs that they are imposing, both Canada and the EU. They're imposing them on things like bourbon or motorcycles, quintessential American products that won't hurt Europeans or Canadians that much if the prices end up going up for consumers a little bit.
The head of the EPA says the Trump administration is looking to roll back air and water quality regulations. CBS's Tracy Wolf says the effort is looking to end the longstanding policy that EPA has the power to set emission standards.
If the EPA is successful in rolling back this rule that they say greenhouse gas emissions hurt public health, you really would start to see a house of cards fall among a variety of EPA rules and regulations to address climate change and address air pollution.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans will not have the votes needed to move forward with a bill to fund government through the rest of the fiscal year. Schumer says they should instead vote on a 30-day funding extension. CBS's Nicole Killian says Majority Leader John Thune opposes a shorter time frame.
His view, that is the best path forward. You know, it is possible that perhaps he may allow Democrats to have a vote on this alternative bill, maybe in the form of an amendment, just so they can kind of say, hey, we got to vote for what we wanted, but at this point, no agreement has been reached.
A protest in New York City as a judge allows Gaza war protester and legal U.S. resident Mahmoud Khalil to remain detained by ICE and says he is not to be removed from the U.S. unless and until that court orders otherwise. A government lawyer has asked a federal judge to move the legal fight to either New Jersey or Louisiana. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
An Indiana woman is recovering after she spent 6 days trapped in her car. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Her father says Brianna Castle crashed into a deep ditch last Wednesday.
She said she fell asleep.
Her mother says she was injured and couldn't get out.
There are over 400 cars that were passing her a day.
Until finally, a man driving a tall tractor spotted the car and called for help. Morocco Fire Chief Jeremy Vanderwall says Castle used her shirt to get water from the ditch.
You know, it wicked up the water into the shirt, and then she would suck the water out of her shirt.
She expected to die.
She was giving up hope that anybody was going to find her.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Lawyers representing four Indonesian fishermen say they were beaten and trapped on vessels that were part of the global supply chain that provided tuna to Bumblebee Seafoods. In a lawsuit filed today, they accuse the canned seafood giant of knowingly benefiting from forced labor. Bumblebee says it does not comment on pending litigation. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, lower 30s overnight. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, a northeast breeze off the lake that'll draw in some cooler temperatures. Even with that sunshine out there, we'll see highs in the mid-40s, close to 60 on Friday. Currently 35 degrees.
WRJN. There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be a singer. We walk on to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Nearly every single day singing. Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
back to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Sweet, sweet city woman. sweet city woman.
Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
Timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. skies are blue and clouds are white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
News. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be
this way. one floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
rescue me. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming.
baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump will meet with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte at the White House tomorrow.
The meeting comes as experts say the Trump administration is emboldening Russia's position in its war with Ukraine. The president has repeatedly criticized NATO, which was formed to counter Soviet aggression during the Cold War. He's accused the alliance of not paying its fair share for military spending, recently saying the United States would not defend members who did not pay. And he's expressed uncertainty that NATO would come to the defense of the U.S. if the country were attacked. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The European Union is fighting back against President Trump's tariffs as they raise their own tariffs on American goods, including beef, poultry, bourbon, motorcycles, peanut butter, and jeans. Elon Musk's Doge task force has cut Agriculture Department funding for schools and food banks to buy food from local farmers. Matt King, CEO of the Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee, explains how the now eliminated funding was used.
We're able to help those people have access to fresh and healthy and locally raised products, and at the same time support our local agricultural industry and support small farmers.
A Waterbury, Connecticut man who said he was being held captive for two decades was rescued after setting fire to his room, explaining he did so to get free. We get more on the story now from WFSB-TV's Amanda Callahan.
56-year-old Kimberly Sullivan of Waterbury was arrested by police as she's accused of allegedly abusing her stepson for more than 20 years. Now, he's 32 years old, and he told police that he was held captive in an 8x9 room since he was 11 years old. That's more than 20 years.
Sullivan says she's innocent. A judge says anti-Gaza war protester Mahmoud Khalil will remain held in jail by immigration police but cannot be deported as he seeks release. CBS's Lilia Luciano is covering that case.
Everybody's watching this story because if there's no evidence,
that he was supporting Hamas explicitly. If there's no evidence of activities that could be seen as a threat to the United States, then this is a First Amendment case.
Heavy rain in the Los Angeles area has caused evacuation orders and road closures. Mudslides and debris flow are feared in the recently burned Palisades area. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Luzdelia Caballero is there.
Ann Snyder has lived in Mandeville Canyon for the last 30 years, and while her house was spared, she says rainfall brings an added threat.
Because I know the debris flow is substantial in this area following a fire.
She received an evacuation warning and is getting ready to go, adding she hopes more can be done ahead of future storms to prevent more loss.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to